Unit 59, Funeral for a Fly. You've undoubtedly heard that some people have funerals for their pets. Usually these funerals are for animals that have been true and loyal companions. Thus you might be surprised to hear that the brilliant Roman poet Virgil, who lived from 70 to 19 BC, actually had a funeral for his pet fly. But there was a reason for this strange occurrence. When the Second Triumvirate came into power in Rome in 43 BC, the three leaders, Augustus, Mark Antony, and Lepidus, enacted a law that transferred portions of the land from the rich to the poor war veterans. There were only a few exceptions, and among those parcels of land exempted from the decree were mausoleums. Virgil, on hearing that his own villa might be slated for confiscation as well, devised a plan to save his property. He arranged a funeral and subsequent burial for a fly, pretending it was a much-loved pet. The burial took place as part of a lavish ceremony amid much pomp and circumstance. The ceremony featured speeches by a number of prominent Romans, including Virgil himself, bereaving the loss of a fly. The cost of this elaborate affair came to over $150,000 in today's currency. As a result of the ruse, after the ceremony, Virgil's house was considered a mausoleum and was exempted from the provisions of the ordinance.